Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 23 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Here we are. Take a moment to settle into your seat, arrive, letting go of the morning you've already had, travel, computer stuff, getting yourself arranged, Tai Chi practice, whatever you were doing, drinking coffee. See if you can just let that go for a moment. Just take a moment to just notice how you are in this very moment. Opening up with a sense of kindness and gentleness towards yourself. Remembering that everything is welcome to the cushion and to our practice. And continuing our discussion of joyful effort or energy or exertion, I wanted to sort of point to the ways in which we bring our energy or the level of energy that we bring to things that don't necessarily go well the first time out, particularly learning. But noticing the things that take time to learn, take practice to learn, like meditation, Tai Chi, learning an instrument, all of those things that take practice, and just noticing the kind of energy that we bring to things that we don't get right away, that we don't get the first time. And one of the things that I say to my college students is that not knowing how to do something is a prerequisite for learning. So often we want to just know it and be good at it and know how many brush needs to do, right? Or get good at our meditation. But there's a long time that we take practicing things. And having setbacks, having a good day with something that we're practicing and having a not so great day. And what's the level of energy that we bring to those things that need practice, that need time, that might be uncomfortable because we don't know how to do them yet. But we've decided that they're important enough to do, that they contribute to our health and well-being, like meditation. And Tai Chi and creative endeavors. So I want to invite you today to just notice your energy when you're practicing something. Today in your practice, the things that you're learning in your everyday life. And see if you can bring that sense of joyful enthusiasm and noticing when you can't. And not giving yourself a hard time for it as well. Letting that be the ground of your practice. So shifting to our formal practice, again, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, the ground of our motivation for pursuing things that take time and patience. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of our back so that we're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, able to stay in the game, so to speak. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, bring a sense of opening or softening, gentleness to our practice, to our heart, to our energy. Really looking at what do we need to stay in the game, so to speak, or to stay with the practice, even when it doesn't go the way we want it to go. And then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever we feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.